Watson, big man in cycling. When did you start and how did you start?
I started racing about 1954. My father was involved before me.
And his name was?
Jack Watson.
Same name.
Yeah. And he had been racing from about 1929 or something like that there. So I started my first race by 1954 when I was 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. And continued then?
Oh, continued.
In the sport? Then you loved the sport, obviously.
I went to England in 1960 and became a member of Colville Wheelers and broke several of their time trial records. And became an administrator in the clubs on the committee, and my wife became a club timekeeper. And then we came back home to Ireland in 63, and I rejoined my old club in Northern. And then in the 70s we formed the North Down Club in Bangor. There was a crowd of us in Bangor, all from different clubs, and we formed the North Down Club in Bangor. And then I got involved in the national scene in about 69, and I was involved in the 70s when bringing the three organisations together, because it was a bad time in cycling back then. And we then formed Cycling Ireland in 1988. I became the president in 1990, and I did 5 years of president, and then I became secretary, which had carried on until last year.
And you're now?
I'm now trying to enjoy cycling. So, yeah, but I'm still involved in drug testing for... I used to drug test for the UCI, International Cycling Union, and then they had an age limit. So my last test for them was the 2012 Olympics in London, and then I still drug test for Sport Ireland and New Candide Open.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps me busy as well, and I'm also on the College of Commissars.
Mm-hmm. So that keeps you busy as well.
That keeps me busy, and Commissar National Events keeps me busy as well. So I've no problem finding things to fill my time.
Every weekend and in between as well.
Nearly.
What is your biggest, greatest memory of your time with cycling?
I think I would have to say is all getting together from a political point of view. But cycling-wise, I think it was when we turned up St. Patrick's Hill in the first Nissan and seen the crowds and the atmosphere and all the rest of it was just absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. Cycling is top of the range now at the moment in Ireland?
Well, membership-wise, when we all came together back in 88, we thought maybe about 4,000 we got. And when we got up to about 7,000, we thought we'd reach the plateau. But 2 years ago, we went to 30,000.
Right.
And that's members of Cycling Ireland, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then you only had to look last week at the World Championships, which was over in Harrogate, and the crowds coming out to see bike racing.
Mm-hmm,
you know, and if you go back 15 years before Bradley Wiggins' time, winning the gold medal on the tour, you wouldn't have seen crowds like that at cycling.
Mm-hmm. And in small areas in rural Ireland, it's...
There's clubs you never heard names of before. There's clubs you wouldn't even know where they existed. Whereas a lot of years ago, I'd have known nearly every club in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That no longer exists.
Mm-hmm. They say now that cycling is much better health-wise than the running on the roads and pounding your knees ankles.
There's an awful lot of people who have come over to cycling from running,
mm-hmm,
because of pounding, as you say, on your knees,
mm-hmm,
and have come over to cycling because it's a more easier way of keeping a bit of fitness.
Mm-hmm.
But then, having said about myself, then my son Paul, who's with me today, he followed in, and he's one of the top international commissars in the world. He's already appointed as a commissar for next year, Tokyo,
right.
And next weekend he's off to Vienna.
Good man.
He's doing a track track World Cup in Vienna, and then he's New Zealand for a World Cup.
My goodness.
And last weekend he was in the UCI meeting in Eagle to talk about this incoming World Cup series.
That's fantastic. Mm. So the spirit of cycling is living on in the Watson family. The big time.
Yes, indeed.
Just you haven't had much of a chance to see round what Patsy has done here, but in general, isn't it a fantastic thing that Patsy is doing?
I'd heard so much about it, and this is the first I've ever got down to see it, so I'm glad I made the effort to come down to see it, because he's a great supporter of cycling too, is Patsy.
Oh, absolutely.
He lives it.
Day and night.
So as I said, I'm glad we made the effort to come down.
Yeah, and that was a lovely jersey you presented.
Well, that was one of the time I took Harry's teams away back in the late 70s, early 80s, and that was one of the jerseys I still had from when because, say, the jersey, whole concept of jerseys changed from a woolly type jersey to a silky type jersey. So those were no longer available. They're still up in my roof space.
Right. No more. Okay. Now, you mentioned the troubled times where you had a split in cycling. I know that, or I've heard that you were very much involved in bringing all of that together. That was a must-do.
Well, it had to be. My father had tried the same thing. He'd been on a committee, had tried the same thing, and I learned from their mistake, because their big mistake was the first thing they talked about was a flag and anthem. And you know, in this country, flags and anthem are dynamite. So I deliberately steered us away from flags and anthem, and in fact, the corporate colours of Cycling Ireland is green, white and purple, with purple being a sort of a nice Irishy colour. So I'd say we've never talked flags and anthems.
And right. Where are you based now when you are at home?
Oh, I'm Philip in Bangor.
Still in
Bangor County Down. I've been there since 71.
Right, right. You know, and I'm wishing you very happy and prosperous years ahead for all that you have done and for all that you're going to do for Irish cycling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Thank you.